Let's go to Belarus now, where a presidential candidate says she made the difficult decision to flee her country after disputing an election result that she and others believe was rigged. Through a YouTube message posted last night, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya said she fled the country for the sake of her children. For the third straight night, protesters have taken to the streets to contest the results of this election, which show that longtime President Alexander Lukashenko beat out his opponent by a landslide. Journalists report that police are attacking anti-government protesters and have detained thousands of people. And many there report the government has slowed down the ability to use the internet or phones to communicate with the outside world. Because of this, we had to get inventive with our next guest, Kate Shmatsina. She's a political analyst with the Belarusian Institute for Strategic Studies based in Minsk. The only way to communicate with Kate is through WhatsApp Messenger. So we sent her questions and she provided voice memos back to us right before nightfall. I began by asking her what the streets of the capital look like right now.
So the atmosphere on the Minsk streets is quite different in the daytime and in the night, because in the daytime, if you walk in the city center, it looks very peaceful, and then the pedestrians just walk on the streets with their daily routines. But during the nighttime, the streets turn into the place of protests, and people build barricades against the special police units, those who brutally disperse the crowds and use the rubber bullets. And we do not have any exact figures so far, because a bunch of journalists were either detained, some foreign journalists were deported from the country on the election day. The people's discontent with the government's actions is rising and isn't likely to go away.
Kate notes that not being able to get on the internet during these protests is unprecedented. And from her perspective, the government is intentionally throttling service to keep people from talking to each other.
I can recall something similar happening at the elections on the night of the election protests in 2010. But at that time, the police managed to disperse the protest within one night. And then the internet was working again. So this time is different because the protest moods are not stoppable at the moment. So the fact that the government is blaming outside interference, this is well, ridiculous, because this is happening not for the first time. And what is interesting is that you can actually open from your browser, you can still access the state media.
Even with spotty internet, people are still trying to communicate. They've effectively organized strikes at several factories using the messenger app Telegram.
People try to coordinate through Telegram channels, and there are a few Telegram channels that post regular updates on what is happening on the streets when people gather to protest. And they're designed that way that there is a chat bot, an anonymous one, where, like, if you want to share the information, you can post it there anonymously. And also people try to use the VPNs, proxies, other workarounds, but those are not reliable and mostly do not work.
Kate says people are protesting in the streets because of what they believe is an election that was unfair. Authorities have arrested at least 8 members of Tikhanovskaya's campaign. For many, the former teacher and housewife, who up until now had no political experience, is seen as the change the country needs after 26 years under the current leader. She has now fled to Lithuania, which Kate does not find surprising.
That was a very logical, rational move on behalf of the authorities, because if she was brought to jail, then this would have spiked even more protests among the population. But rather, the authorities decided to show the weakness, so to say, of Tikhanovskaya, and just forcing her, possibly threatening her, to leave the country, and thus aspiring that people would question her authority, her reputation, and we cannot rely on this alternative political leader. But those are not the dominant moods among the population, and most of Tikhanovskaya supporters they understand that she was obviously threatened and she had little options other than just living.
Final results from the election are expected this Friday, with Lukashenko favorite to win. Kate does not think this will necessarily stop the protests, and she's not sure what the future holds, especially for a political analyst like her.
Again, it is hard to predict whether anyone discontent with the current regime, whether we are safe. And there are some reports about some of my fellow experts detained, but it isn't clear whether they were detained due to their professional work or because they were taking part in the protests on the streets.
That was Kate Shmatsina. She's a political analyst at the Belarusian Institute for Strategic Studies.